Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, hey, happy Wednesday. John, how are you, honey?
Good. Hey, I got to tell Artie, our switchboard is lighting up. So
already, oh my goodness. All right, well, John, let's just get right to it, I guess. Joining us tonight on Applause Radio Show is the fantastic, genius, mastermind, psychic medium, Mr. Artie Hoffman. Angels and Answers, you're going to get it tonight, I'm telling you. I met Artie, we talked for maybe 10 minutes. He knew me in and out, never met me before. I have a problem, he helped me out, gave me some great advice, and everything's wonderful. So, Artie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, I appreciate that. It's great to be here with you guys.
Listen, thank you. I can't thank you enough. You know what, because you... People need to hear from you. They need your help so badly, and sometimes they don't know where to go. And you know, after tonight, they're going to know where to go, and they're going to be calling you constantly. So, Johnny, what do we got for Artie tonight? I was going to ask you questions, but I don't know if we should.
Well, let Artie explain what he does and how he became a psychic and stuff like that. I want to hear
that.
I'm
sorry, I can't help it. I already know, so I apologize. Artie, tell us all about... I'm so sorry. Artie, tell us all about how you got started doing this and how you knew that this was a gift that you had.
Now, I wasn't born with the gift, per se. I do have friends who were literally born with the gift.
Right.
And, you know, when I was used to get readings myself when I was a teenager and in my early 20s, you know, other psychics would say, you know, Artie, you can do this, you know, you have the gifts. And I said, yeah, I can't see crap, and I don't care about that. Just tell me about my love life and my business world. That's all I care about.
Right.
So anyway, here I am. I'm about 27 years old. I have a good business. I'm married, nice house, nice family. You know, everything's going great. You know, on the surface, everything's going great. But yet I still felt something was missing inside. I didn't feel complete. So I'm having a little conversation with God, and I'm saying, God, you need to help me out here.
Right.
You know, I need answers. I need clear answers. And I said, please don't scare the hell out of me when you give me these answers.
Oh, God.
So after I'm having this little conversation with God, I go upstairs, and I go through my junk mail in my kitchen. And there was a postcard there, and it said, how would you like to develop your psychic ability intuitiveness? Go to the Edgar Cayce Foundation in Virginia Beach for this 1 weekend seminar. So I looked at it and I asked my wife, I said, this looks pretty interesting. I said, you want to go to it? And I'm looking at it like just for shits and giggles, not like this is the answer to my prayers or this is something is my desire. Nothing like that. It was just for the fun of it. So my wife said, who was my wife at the time, she says, I don't give a crap about that. She goes, you can go if you want to, because I'm not interested.
Yeah.
So I went, and that 1 weekend changed my life forever.
Wow.
And they taught you how to open up your heart and mind to be 100% unconditional.
Right.
And people at the seminar, people, you know, because they broke us up into groups. And so they said, whatever messages you get, you know, don't hold back. Just share it with the person.
Right.
And people were telling me how accurate I was. And I was kind of I was kind of like surprised that I was able to do this.
Right. And now you're accurate for how many years now? I mean,
30 years.
Wow.
So
30
I went,
years.
Yeah, so I went home and I was reading for friends and family for a few years, and again, people were telling me how accurate my shots were as far as my predictions, and I was shocked when people were telling me this. It wasn't like, yeah, I'm good. I'm not looking like, yeah, I'm good. I was like, really? I'm like, wow.
Right.
Wow,
I was
going to
say, did you think it was weird that you could do this? I mean, like,
yeah.
Like,
oh,
yeah.
I was blown away.
Were you scared?
Like, people told me things. It's like I'd have like a shot of adrenaline shoot throughout my spine.
Did it scare
Arnie, you?
You
said this. You said this. You said that.
Did it
so
scare
right,
you at all, Artie? Did it scare you?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, when people were telling me that, you know, when people said, yeah, you were right on the money. You called a shot. And predicting things before it even happens and just tell people the outcome. If I could only do that with sports betting, I'd be great.
Well, there's your Edgar Cayce for you there.
So I can't do that. I can't do that with the sports picks and stuff like that. But I can do it. I can do it with personal life circumstances. I'm very good. So and then all of a sudden I got to a point in my life where, you know, after those few years, I needed to make some really fast extra money, and because I owed a lot of people money at the time. And what can I do to earn some extra money? And then I'm sitting on my couch. I said, you know what? I know how to read people. I said, so I threw an ad in the paper, and it said, if I don't pull through, no charge. And 90% of the people paid me, and then before you know it, I had a whole career happen. And it just took off like a bat out of hell. And then I started doing parties, started doing, you know, individuals, readings. And it's like, you know, and it's been an incredible ride. It really has. Just, I feel extremely blessed to be put in this position. And when I speak in front of people, when I do speakings in front of people, whether it be at parties, because I call them arty parties, people hire me to go to their homes.
Yeah.
So when I speak at parties or when I'm speaking in front of a group of people, I tell everybody, I said, just because I have a gift, I've learned to develop a gift. I said, I'm not better than anybody else. It's just that I had a desire wanting to, you know, expand myself in this direction.
Right.
Everyone has a capability if they want it bad enough.
Right.
You know, it's like some people are born into a family where they have great genes and they have great bodies, and then other people have to work at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's the same thing with this. I had to work at it. But, you know, I got to a point because I had the will and the drive. You know, magic happened, and with the blessings of the angels and God, and, you know,
you were chosen.
So, yeah, well, I chose. I was already, it was like there was a path here. And I always wanted to become a therapist going through high school and stuff, but I didn't have the patience for books. I sucked at school.
Right.
I didn't have the money I didn't want to wait forever to do this. I just said, screw it.
Right.
So I just started doing my own other business that I have. And now it's like I have no college education, and the interesting thing is I have therapists who come see me now for answers.
Oh, that's
and
fine.
So, but that's only because it's not that, I mean, what I'm good at is that I've learned to develop a great relationship, a great communication skill with the spiritual world. And so therefore they give me all the answers. And I tell people it was a lot like school. If I didn't get the answers from my friends, I wasn't passing. It's just like when I do readings. If I'm not getting the answers from the angels or from God, then the Holy Spirit, I'm not passing. I'm not going to help anybody. So, but they all know what your intentions are. And the interesting thing is that, you know, a lot of people say, ooh, that's evil, or, oh, that's against my religion. And so what I say is, like, well, I do everything in the white light, and it's all what your intentions are behind your actions. So if you have the best of intentions of doing whatever it is you're doing, then it's the right thing to do.
There are
people who could do the exact same thing that I'm doing, but if you're using it to manipulate other people, then, you know, then it's not a good thing. You know, I've met people who suck.
Well, Artie, can you communicate with, like, the dead, or have they communicated with you? Can you see the other side?
Yeah, the other side does communicate to me and my thoughts. And yeah, of course. And usually when I see people, I don't always need a picture, but a lot of times when I communicate to the other side, you know, I usually need a picture. That's my crutch. But when I do things, you know, on the air and the radio, I don't know why. In certain venues, I don't need a picture.
Yeah.
And then enough times I do. I don't know why. Maybe
right.
It's just my own personal insecurity about it. But
right.
When I look into their eyes, they communicate to me my thoughts.
Mm.
But somebody, one of your relatives, I don't know if this is you or if this is her, but one of you loved, one of your relatives loved Barbara Streisand.
In mine or John's?
I don't know, because I have both
that,
of you.
Not mine.
Or is it somebody? Or is it somebody on the line? It could be somebody
could be,
on the
but
line.
Definitely, I'm definitely seeing a major Barbara Streisand fan, so it could be somebody on the line too.
Mm.
So,
mm.
But did you just did one of you just go through a bunch of pictures?
Yeah, I did actually. Yeah.
You were just sifting through a lot of pictures?
Yeah.
Because I'm hearing the song by Barbara Streisand, Memories in the
oh,
Corners
God.
Of My Mind.
Oh, wow.
So I'm hearing that. But I know that this, but that Barbara Streisand thing is so strong.
I mean, I like her a lot. I'm not a major, major fan, and I don't know if anybody in my family is, you know, like diehard for
No, but there, no, but there is somebody. No.
Yeah.
There's
somebody on the line.
Yeah, it's got to be somebody on the line, but somebody's pulling through, and Barbara Streisand was definitely a major biggie as far as the songs that they always loved to listen to and stuff like that.
Right.
Or they might have gone to a Barbara Streisand concert with somebody because it's, you know, and Barbara Streisand doesn't like to perform in person, believe it or not.
Right.
She actually has stage fright. She always
I know,
says that. She doesn't like
I've heard that. I've heard that, yeah.
So, but... You know,
well,
kudos to her for being
so damn talented,
you know.
Well, I'm so excited to have you on that. I barely announced you. Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
Hey, Artie, can you see anything with me? You know, just a quick one. Anything that you can see about me?
For some reason, I don't know if this is a personal note or a business note, but I see you working or being with somebody who is like Korean. Either they're Korean or from Taiwan, but I'm seeing somebody of that culture, Asian, that is going to be very close to you.
Hmm.
And I would describe what she looks like, but they all have the same features.
Oh, gosh.
Straight dark hair, brown eyes. Well, that limits it down to a billion people. That's got to be impossible to try to describe somebody in a crime, in a scene of a crime. What did he look like? He had straight black hair, brown eyes. He was short, you know. He was.
Well, do you have anybody like that, John?
Not yet.
Mm.
Yeah, you will, because I see it clear as a bell. So if you don't understand it now, you'll understand it later. But that was the first thoughts that came into my mind is definitely somebody from who is Asian who's going to end up becoming very close with you.
Mm.
And like I said, I don't know if it's on a business note or a personal note, but you'll see.
It's business, Alice. It's business. Anyway. Do you see anything with me tonight, Art? I know you've read me already, so I don't know if you have any juice left in you for me. So,
no, that's okay. No, it has something to do with, I'm seeing something for some reason. The spiritual world is showing me Stretch Armstrong, like pulling Stretch Armstrong. Don't be afraid to stretch yourself. Don't be afraid to.
I am actually. I'm dying to. Oh my God, that's so funny you said that. I'm dying to stretch, but I'm afraid I'm going to hurt myself.
Yeah, but I'm just getting, don't be afraid to stretch yourself because it's going to be a good thing, you know. I feel like it's like physical therapy that's necessary.
I just had back surgery, and I'm petrified to move any other way than I normally would, and I am dying for a
right. And
stretch.
So you need to stretch outside your comfort zone, otherwise you're not going to get better than where you are right now.
I'm petrified. I'm afraid I'm going to cry again. I don't want to hurt. It hurts so bad. But
work
I'm going to therapy. Yes.
Yeah, with a physical therapist.
Yeah, I have to wait. I got to go on the 17th to find out when I could go back to a therapist. But
uh-huh.
I definitely.
So,
need
John, are you like worried about? John, are you worried about money?
Well, we're building a house, so that's the big problem. With every time we look around, it's another $10,000 here, $15,000 there.
Yeah, because I see you concerned with money, but I feel like everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. And are you putting a fireplace in?
We have a wood stove in there.
You have a wood stove? For some reason, yes. I'm seeing some kind of issues, and I don't wish anything bad upon you, but I'm seeing some kind of minor issues or some complications around like a fireplace setting. For you, it's a wood stove. Mm. So it has to do I don't know if it's the masonry or the woodwork, but there's something around the fireplace area that is going to need to get fixed or corrected.
Well, you better make sure they do that right, John. Yeah.
Well, we haven't
sure
paid the last
right.
installment of that bill, so I'll check it out before we pay this guy.
Well, oh, my God. Artie, would you mind taking some calls? Because I know people are probably dying to hear from you.
No, not
Let
at all.
See.
All
right,
John,
you
want to let him through? Let him through,
okay,
John.
Okay, Renee, are you on the line, Renee?
Yes, I am.
Renee?
Welcome to the show, Renee. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. And I love Barbara Streisand.
Oh, there you go. There's your Barbara Streisand.
Oh, really? You're a major
and my mother walked in the room. She's a diehard Barbara Streisand.
There you go.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go. And guess what? Guess what, Artie? She's a family member. Renee is a family member of mine. and you said it was either me or a family member.
Yep.
Renee is a cousin of mine. I had no idea they loved Barbara Streisand, I'm sorry.
I love Barbara Streisand.
That's okay.
You go. All right, help her out, Art, please.
Renee, I feel like that you and or your mother need to start eating better. I feel like you're not eating as well as you should.
Mm.
And I feel like, if you guys want to start feeling better within your stomach and the joint pains that have been going on, a lot of it has to do with eating too many breads and or processed sugars. But I don't feel like you're eating the way you should, and that's a big part of it. Also, being hydrated is very important, drinking lots of water. But you need to cut down on the sugar elements going on in your system. And I don't know if this is for you or your mother.
It's probably for me because I was planning on going – on the keto diet, because I just moved, and I said, when I move, I'm going to go on the keto diet, cut out the sugars and the breads.
And there you go.
Bye. Yeah, and it's going to make a huge difference, and it's very important for you to drink lots of water. And also, I want you to take a good quality multivitamin and keep that in your system, and also take a good B vitamin with multiple types of B's, not just B12, but B8, B whatever. Between a multivitamin and the B vitamins, that's really going to help you out a lot. Also, I would also take a probiotic to help cleanse out your system because you need that. I also highly recommend to detox your body is organic black cherry juice. It's one of the best things you could put in your body to detox your body. It's even better than blueberries, and blueberries are fantastic. But black cherry juice, organic black cherry juice, is like the best detoxing you could do for yourself. But your body inside is very inflamed, so, and that's why you're feeling like, poo poo caca right now.
Yeah, I'm not feeling well at all.
Yeah. Because, just start eating better, and it's going to make a huge difference. Are you a smoker also?
Yes.
Yeah, that's definitely hurting you big time. So You know, you're only asking you to change your whole life. That's all.
That's all.
No, but it's so funny. I'm going to tell you, it's just really funny because I'm not well. And I was very sick from when I went to Florida. I came back and I wound up with pneumonia, but generic pneumonia, and it gave me COPD.
Mm.
So my doctors were like, you've got to stop smoking.
Mm. You have to. It's like, you know, you're on a death wish if you don't. So, you know, you can't, if you keep on contaminating the rivers, don't expect the ocean to be clean because you're contaminating the rivers by your own demise. So it's like, you know, when am I going to feel better? When am I going to get better? It's, well, this is your choice. You know, a lot of people blame God for how things happen in their life, but yet they're not willing to take responsibility of their own choices and their own actions, you know? So God loves everybody unconditionally, and he gives everybody free will to do with whatever it is that they want to do. And then when shit hits the fan, when things go really bad, you know, they want to blame God for a bum rap.
Right.
And it's like, no, it's like you have the power to be able to make things better in your life.
You know, you're right, because we say, why, God, why?
Yeah.
Right?
When something
bad happens to us, we're like, why God? Why me? And you know, and
you
gotta
take things. You gotta take things under control. You gotta take more control of your
life
and more responsibility in your life, and then things are really gonna start kicking in high gear in the way that you really want to.
Okay. That's
take
good.
Take two aspirins and call me in the morning.
you see anything else for her, Art?
Alrighty.
Give him a minute.
Now the whole quality of your life is all about you taking care of yourself. Also, don't be a homebody where you're always staying inside. I feel like you don't go out enough. You know, you don't. I just feel like you just don't go out enough. You're inside most of the time, and you know you need to like walk around the park. You need to be by, you know, relax by the water, whether it be the ocean or the lake. Play some music, go out with a friend or family member that you appreciate. You need to like just kind of open up your life, your mind, and just start making healthier choices. And then you're going to see things starting to turn around for yourself.
Right. Yeah, right now it's hard for me to walk around because I got to get 2 hip replacements.
All right, well, like I said, you could go and drive in the car and you could relax by the water. You just need to air out your brain. If you want something bad enough, you're going to make it happen.
Mm.
I don't care what it is.
Right.
So you just need to, even if you just sit at the park or just, like I said, sit in the car, keep the windows open, listen to music. You just need to like kind of like, you know, be outside of your same old, same old.
Mm.
Right.
People say to me, you know, a lot of times when I say to people, I say, hey, how you doing? They say, you know, same crap, different day. I say, well,
right.
Then you need to change your crap.
You're so right. But I like how you said the water because I love to go sit by the water. And it just makes me feel closer to God. And it just does something for me. And I haven't done it in a long time.
Well, you need to go.
Yeah, well, start getting back into that. And like I said, that really is going to improve the quality of your life. And within a week's time, if you do everything that I said to you, if you do everything I tell you, within 1 week's time, your whole body and everything is going to feel so much better, so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Renee, for calling.
Yes. That's
thank
great.
You.
Thank you so much, Renee. Okay, take care, hon. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, Artie, I got a question for you. My wife and I love to watch all these ghost shows on the Travel Channel, no less. And it seems that there's so many ghosts.
Yeah,
there's so many ghosts that are trapped in a house or on a hold of the ghost loop. They keep repeating the same thing, and they can't move on. Have you had any experience yourself getting a spirit to the light to release them from Earth? And why do these spirits want to stay on Earth and not go with their loved ones if there is a heaven?
Well, everybody has their own reason why they do what they do. Everybody, you know, it's just like, you know, why do people tend to, say, stray from their relationships, say? You know, there's a lot of different reasons why people do that. You know, why do people, so when you're asking why do people tend to be grounded, some people don't even realize they're dead. Some spirits don't even realize they're dead. People who pass away suddenly, quickly, abruptly, they don't even know that they're dead. So, you know, and they keep on living their life over and over and over again with the same, you know, staying in the same place, doing the same actions. You know, and then there are other people who where the people who have passed away, they know that their loved ones here are literally so hurting, so desperate, that they actually feel guilty about moving on to the other side, because their loved ones here are just so hurting so much. So even though they crossed over and they passed away, fine, but, you know, if, you know, they're not allowing themselves to move on. You know, a lot of it could also be where they have unfinished business, where they feel like they had unfinished business. But, you know, again, these are all personal choices, because we all have guardian angels, and it's the angels on the other side that are with them that's saying, you know, you can't move on. You can't, you know, and people, it's their will, you know. We all have guardian angels with us. All of us have at least two guardian angels with us 24/7. Some of us have more than that. There's a good amount of us that have more than two guardian angels, but we have guardian angels, and they're there to help us and assist us. And don't be afraid to ask. Every single time, you know, just about every day when I remember, but just about every day, I start off my day by saying, I call upon my loving guardian angels, all my loving guardian angels. Thank you very much for intervening into my life, because you have to ask them to intervene. Thank you for blessing me with peace, harmony, balance, and serenity. Thank you for bringing true love and lots of prosperity into my life. In the name of the Holy Spirit, amen. And then I just let it go, and then I just do my life. And then when crap hits the fan, I choose just to remain calm. And then things have a way of working itself out. But when you obsess, when you are stressing out and obsessing about how things are not going right in that moment, well, sometimes it just takes time for things to unfold, to work out for your highest good. But if you're pushing and pushing and frustrated and making poor choices and, you know, whatever you obsess, you won't possess. You know, but if you keep on forcing people or forcing situations really strong and hard, it's going to blow up in your face. And you get agitated. Then they get agitated. Because we all want what we want. And sometimes you just take a chill. You know, the number one killer, you know what the number one killer is in everyone's life? No exaggeration.
Stress.
Is expectations.
No, there you go.
And expectations does cause stress. So, you know, when you're in a relationship, or you're working, there's natural expectations that you should expect, a give and take, it should be. But when it comes to your personal life, let go of expectations. If people pull through, they pull through. If they don't, then what's your plan B? What's your plan C? Or maybe not now, maybe it's later. If somebody is consistently letting you down, then you need to honor yourself. You know what? This person isn't for me.
Right.
But because we don't accept the person for who they are, we want them to be how we want them to be. But we're not accepting them for who they are. And then we get stressed out about it. And then the expectations. And then we get all upset. They get upset with us. We get upset with them. You know, you just want to keep people in your life who work in beautiful harmony and beautiful rhythm within your life.
Right.
And the quality of your life will be fantastic.
Mm.
And I would probably say, you know, I was talking to a couple of people who's taking care of, unfortunately, taking care of their parents who have dementia or Alzheimer's. Mm. And you have to understand, they're in their own little world. So when they're arguing with you or yelling at you or creating stuff, it's like trying to argue with an autistic person or a Down syndrome person. They're in their own world. They don't know. And a lot of people are yelling and arguing, getting upset because they're not being appreciated or they're being yelled at all of a sudden where they never were like that before because they have a sickness.
Right.
That's why. They have a sickness. So you're yelling at somebody who's sick and who doesn't know any better.
Right.
And then you're feeling bad. And then, you know, you can't take these people who are vulnerable to this sickness. You can't take them personally.
Right.
You just got to go with the flow. Just yes them to death and then do what you have to do, what's best for the overall good. And then just know it will all work out.
Right.
We have another caller on the line.
Yeah.
This is Mary. Mary, you have a question for Artie?
Well, yeah, Mary? I have a million and one questions. Can you hear me?
I can hear
you. Yes, hi, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Joe, it's Mary Beth. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Mary Beth? Welcome to the show.
Good, honey, good. Thank you so much. Yeah, I have a million and one questions for Art, but I won't do that to him. But I couldn't agree more with that, what he was just saying.
Absolutely.
I'm learning that if we remove our ego, life is much more beautiful. And let people come and go in your life as they shall. But you're absolutely right, Art.
Yep. I agree.
The ego is a part of this life, you know, and believe it or not, the ego is stronger than the soul.
Hmm. I believe.
So the ego wants what it wants when it wants it. And so when you are emotionally invested in someone or something, it becomes an obsession and you want it so bad. And your soul is just relaxing there, observing. So I'm going to explain to you. I wrote this in my first book. I wrote a book called Angels and Answers. And if you went to my website, artiehoffman.com, you could order my book through Amazon, Angels and
Answers.
I'll check it out.
I
promise you, you're going to think that I wrote this book just for you. It's really going to make a lot of sense.
And now
I just in the process of writing my second book that's coming out. But
what's
the
title?
Is,
do you have a title yet for the second book?
Amazing
so I can look
Grace.
For Amazing
yeah,
Grace.
The second book, I believe it's going to be called Amazing Grace, Angels and Answers.
Oh, cool.
Very cool.
I'm not 100% sure on it.
Okay.
But as far as – so in my first book that I wrote, now try to grasp this concept, right? So somebody asked me one time, is the soul and the mind and body, are they one or are they separate, the soul, the mind, and the body? And I sat there for a moment when someone asked me, and this was the answer that I got from the spiritual world. The mind creates, the body reacts, and the soul observes.
I love it. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, your soul is who we are. So that when people die, in reality, we don't die. The body dies.
That's what I was just going to say, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The soul expresses itself while living in your body.
Yes.
So when
learns a lesson that it needs to learn. Yeah.
Yeah. And so when the body when the body is tired and worn out and beat up, the soul will lift up out of the body and take on a different dimension, which is who we are. So the body is let go.
I'm obsessed with a book called Many Lives, Many Masters by Brian Weiss, Dr. Brian Weiss.
I just recommended that book today to someone.
I bought my 10th copy today for somebody. I just keep meeting people and talking about it and giving it away because I just think it's that enlightening, Joe. It really
you
is.
Have to start,
yeah.
I mean, you have to start signing it and giving it away.
Yeah. He should start signing his and giving his away.
Now, I don't know if I'm talking to you
right now or if this is a message for the audience. But what I'm being told to tell you, again, whether it be to you or to the audience, is that stop being obsessed about the past of what you cannot no longer change. You need to learn to accept what has already happened. And what did you learn from the past? Now, are you going to keep on repeating the past and beat yourself up over and over again? Or are you going to come to a place of forgiveness and learn to forgive the people or the situations of the past? All you have is the now. So you need to make the best of the circumstances of what you got going on in the now. So getting upset about what could have been, what should have been, all that doesn't mean jack crap. It doesn't mean anything. It's what you have in the moment, and you need to stop obsessing about, oh, your past love, or, oh, if I only had that job, or, oh, if I only did this, if I only did that. It makes no difference if only if, because everything truly is a meant to be.
Isn't that what's going on universally right now, too? We're in a phase of releasing old burdens and angers and hurts, and I think there's something going on universally. I think there was a portal that opened up on the 2nd. So my Reiki girl tells me anyway. And I've been reading here and there and everywhere that it's time. It's time to let go all your past hurts and just be, like you said before, about just stop trying to force situations, just relax and let them happen. It's so damn true.
Mm-hmm.
If they're meant to happen, they're going to happen.
Put it this way. A lot of people also have a hard time receiving good people, good situations, or abundance of prosperity in their life. And I always tell people who feel guilty about having it or feel bad or feel unworthy, because a lot of it has to do with worthiness issues.
I always tell people,
if it wasn't meant for you to have, it never would have presented itself to you. So don't sabotage a good thing when God has graced you with these blessings. Enjoy the living hell out of it.
Another
big problem that people do is that they end up, when they do have a certain amount of money, people say, well, my finances get better. And what happens is that I tell them, I said, actually, your finances are okay. Your problem is you give away more than what you could afford to give away.
Yeah.
So all the money you need for your own personal responsibilities, when you hear your kids needing money or needing to take care of this or that or your friends or whoever, and you give away what you can't afford to give away, and then you cry poverty or you cry, oh, poor me.
Uh-huh.
No, you could only share, you should only share the interest above and beyond your financial responsibilities. You do not give away what you personally need to give yourself a quality life. Anything above and beyond your necessities, which is what I call interest, and if you want to share a percentage of that, then go ahead. But you do not give away what you need for your own personal livelihood.
Those are words of wisdom for me. I'm going to take them. I'm going to try to implement them because I do. I tend to, let me help that one. Let me see if I can help that one. Let me do this. Let me do that. And then sometimes I'm at a point and I'm like, oh, shit, you know, or excuse me, you know. But those are words of wisdom. Yeah.
Well, Artie, do you have anything special for Mary Beth that we could take on another
Give me
caller?
Something special, Art, like the Powerball or something special.
Don't bet on the races. There's your tip for the night.
Brother. I do have a quick question for you. I have a quick question for your spirits or my spirits or both of them. My son is trying to start up a business, and he's – you know, naturally running into roadblocks here and there. I'm just wondering if you see it happening.
Was he like not in business doing what he's doing? Like, did he like not stay in the business for a long time before he started his own business? Or did he like just start? did he just start off scratch and then just wanted to do this business because he wanted the business?
No, he's been in it for years. He's been in it as a, not as an owner, not as a, he's been in it as an employee, in, but in the same industry for years.
For some reason, then, I'm trying to understand. I'd have to look more into it then. I'm getting that he's jumping into it too soon.
Okay.
He's jumping into what it is that he wants too soon. Or I feel like he's putting the cart before the horse. There's
okay.
certain things that he's not doing properly to get to where he wants to be or needs to be. He's,
that makes sense.
I keep hearing he's doing things.
He's not fully prepared.
Exactly. He's not properly preparing himself exactly for him to be the kind of successful he wants. He's doing things ahead of time that shouldn't be done because certain things at the beginning have not been set. You don't go building a house if the foundation is not solid.
I get it 100%. I get it.
So that's exactly what his problem is of why he's not – that's why he's running into roadblocks.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Mary. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you for the call, Mary.
I'm going on Amazon to get the book. I'm going on right now.
That's great.
Here's an
great.
Angels.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks, Mayor. Take care. Good luck. All right. We have another caller.
All right. We have Deanna on the line, and she has a relationship question for Artie. Go ahead, Deanna.
Okay. Hey, Deanna, welcome to the show.
Hi. My question is, I couldn't even put it together because it's so much.
Oh, God.
I'm going to count. Yeah, it's really bad. It's really bad. But
It's
between my husband and I. We're going to count. Well, I went to the counselor. He went first. We went together. I went first. He went first, and then I went. And I spilled my guts to the counselor, and I'm thinking he understands where I'm coming from, and I'm hoping he can fix us or fix my husband. But I don't want to be here. That what you were just saying resonated with me. That was for me. That message you had.
Wait, I said a lot of things. What are you saying?
You were that message for me. It was for me when you said that, you know, maybe you have to kind of like get over stuff. And live in the moment.
And beating him up. You have to stay in the moment of what the issues are in the moment. You can't change the past or, well, you did this and you did that. And that's in the past. And the only time you could mention the past is if you are repeating the past.
Yes.
It's a past pattern habit.
Yes, and it's a pattern. And it's old now. And so that's why we're here in counseling, because now what's happening, it's happened when we were married, and it's like over the top, dramatic.
Right.
And so I want to know, am I going to be here again, or he wants to work it out. Is this counselor going to help us? Do you see us being together still, or what can you tell me about my relationship?
My first gut, I'm gonna explain to you, because I was looking at the angel cards. My gut instincts were saying one thing, and the angels are telling me another, so I go with the angels. But believe it or not, I feel like so long as you open up to each other and go away to a bed and breakfast with each other, and you just start dating one another again, and you just start... And not coming from a place of, like, when things are going good, because I'm getting it's like you're almost waiting for the shoe to drop when things get too good. And it's like you're so hypersensitive from the past that sometimes you don't give him a fair shake because you're overly sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's understandable why
trust.
You would be like that.
Yeah, it's a trust issue, too.
So, it's all about the trust issues. But but the angels are saying that this relationship can definitely work itself out. And my first gut instinct was no, but the angels are saying, yeah, big time, yes.
Oh, good.
So things can work out, but you have to be able to communicate well with each other and just It's how you choose to use your words. So if you're upset about a something, rather than saying you're such a jerk or you're such a that or I can't believe you did that, or just say, you know what, hon, I would appreciate it if you, or thank you for, or I didn't appreciate it when you said this or that. And then you just said, you know, because you're making me feel like this and that and da, 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 da. So when you're not beating him up and also when he is doing good, you need to reward him with your words and say, thank you, honey, that meant a lot to me. So he has to know that his actions are being acknowledged, his good actions are being acknowledged, and not like, well, it should have been like that, and if only you were like this from before, and da da da. You can't go there. Because then you're talking to the old ways, and you're not allowing the new to come in. Does that make sense?
Deanna? Over there? John? Hello?
What happened?
Hello? John? Deanna?
Well, hopefully they heard me. I don't know.
I hope so. What happened? Hello?
All right. Don't worry about it. Tell him to call back in.
Yeah, hang on 1 second.
Joanne?
There you go.
Joanne, are you there?
Joanne.
Marty?
Welcome
yeah.
to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen
happened.
To the show.
Hello, what happened to her?
I don't know what happened. Something happened to our switchboard.
Oh,
hey,
can you hear
it
sound
me? Echoey.
Yeah, I just turned it off,
you,
I think.
Okay, maybe it's you. Okay, we have Katie on the line for Artie. If Artie's still there, we didn't lose him.
Hi,
Artie.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi, Katie.
So much for
go ahead.
My call.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi.
To see what's going on. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a few projects happening. One I'm looking to do with a man. He's a Sag. And I'm wondering if you see him helping the project in terms of finding funding or bringing other people on board.
Wow, that's really – funding is always, always difficult. That's like – super, super difficult. It's not impossible, but it is challenging. You don't put all your eggs in one basket with one person waiting for him to pull through. You need to, you, as the brainchild of the project, you need to put your energy to a lot of different people to see who is, you know, willing to play the game with you. You also want to go to certain sites for people go into the filming industry of who, you know, to locate these investors or people who are willing to play the game. Because this takes eccentric people to be willing to give it a try and invest their money into you. Just putting all your eggs in one basket with him. I mean, I feel like he might be able to pull through on some things, but I don't feel like he's able – pull through on everything. And where do you live?
I'm sorry?
Where are you from, Katie?
Oh, I'm in New York.
New York, okay.
It's really interesting because I'm seeing something connected with Long Island. I feel like your money, your investors are going to come from Long Island. So do some advertising. Did you do a trailer yet?
You know what's funny is the person I'm talking to you about is from Long Island.
Oh, wow. Check that out.
So I feel like the person, so I feel like the person who's going to help you out or who's going to be your savior or whatnot is from Long Island. Again, what I'm also getting is that for people to take you more seriously, it would be very worth your while to at least create a trailer of your project so that it's a more visual.
Yes. You're so right.
Wow,
I've been getting that inkling too. Yes.
Wow, with all those yeses, that's what I like to hear when I'm in the bedroom.
Marty, you're crazy. Oh, goodness. So, well, anything
but, yeah,
else?
Anyways, that's what I see. That's what I see. Create the trailer and put your energies out there with people out in Long Island, and still just don't sit there waiting on one person. Still keep on putting it out there and see, you know, your enthusiasm. But your the biggest blessing that you could do for yourself is to create a trailer, and then it's going to be much more sellable.
Mm. Wow. Well, summer's coming. All the celebs and the stars are going to be heading to the Hamptons, Long Island, and all that. There's a great opportunity for you there. Try and do some networking.
Yeah, trying to do
some networking, you know.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you, Katie.
Yeah,
thank you, Katie.
And don't do anything cheesy. It's got to be top-notch professional. It's got to be presented professionally. The actors have got to be really good. They got to be believable. You know, you want to really, really sell yourself, and then you'll be fine. You'll be fine with it.
Can I ask you one more question, please? Do you have time? Do you see me doing well in terms of acting and directing it? Because that's what I'd prefer.
To act it and direct it.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second.
Yeah. We're not off the air. He's just working his brain there.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. I feel like you would be better at just directing it rather than acting it, because you're able to. I know I'm looking at you on the set, and I feel like you're able to give direction to someone who looks a lot like you. And actually, this person has a very similar disposition, and you're able to, your visuality, like you're going to be able to visualize much better by standing away from it than to be in it and to direct it. If you've been doing this for many years, then I could say yes, you can do both.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're first starting off to try to do both,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be a tough nut to crack, and I think it's going to overwhelm you, and you're going to be too hard and too critical on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like when you put your energy into one responsibility, a part of this project, you know, that's going to be your best bet. You know, there's an old saying when it comes to lawyers, the lawyer has a client as a fool.
Yeah.
When it represents itself.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah. As soon as you said that, it hit. Mhm.
Yeah. So I feel like you would be a much better for this project. You would be much better at it with directing. Acting is when you're in other people's projects, but for yourself, it's like you know, it's like trying to look at the football field while you're on the field. You know, you can't be the coach and being the quarterback at the same time.
Right. Me personally too. I think that you would get a better production quality if you focus more on the directing of it and the running it too, than throwing yourself into the role. Because, like he said, focus on the one thing that's most important to you, and that'll work out for you probably. Right, Art? I mean.
Yeah. But like I said, if you've been in the business for a while, and you develop a flair for both sides, then that's doable.
Yeah.
If you've been doing it for a while. But when you're first starting off with it and you really, you know, you need this to happen,
right,
then just get somebody who looks and acts in the same way that you would. And you'll do much, much better. And I'm seeing the person who's playing you or that role with Hathaway. She kind of looks like Hathaway.
Wow, yeah, I've been compared to her. That's so funny that you say that.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
There you go. There you go.
And I don't even know what you look like. I don't. I never seen her before. I don't. You know. I don't even know who you are. So.
Right. Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Katie, thanks so much, and good luck to you. And
yeah. Yeah, you're gonna be fine, honey.
Yeah, I'm sure everything's gonna work out.
Yep.
Thank you so
just,
much.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you. You
bye,
website,
Katie.
Or anything? Thank
yeah.
You.
Well, we're gonna
go
get
John,
into that next.
Yeah. Unless well, you, John, you want to tell everybody about your website now, or take another caller.
Well, I think Artie should tell everybody where they can reach him on
absolutely.
His website or his Facebook page.
Yeah.
So, Artie, where could
right.
the people reach you?
Yeah, if you want a reading over the phone or in person, I'm in Woodbridge, New Jersey. But if you want to do over the phone or FaceTime, you can call me at 732 or text me 732-778-7173, 732-778-7173. 7173. Also, check out my website, ArtieHoffman.com, A-R-T-I-E, ArtieHoffman.com. And, you know, you'll see a bunch of YouTubes that I have up there, videos and stuff like that. And
you could also email me
at ArtieHoffman@gmail.com.
And don't you also have that Facebook show that you do?
Yeah,
where,
I do a Facebook live show every Sunday night. Every Sunday night, Artie Hoffman's Angels and Answers. It's a Facebook live show that I do every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time. For 1 hour, I do free readings for the public.
Free readings, people, free.
So I can, I connect to their loved ones. I tell them about their love life, everything. I mean, there's no boundaries. Everything and anything I talk about, medical,
mm-hmm.
love life, your past, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
cool. Well, Katie, thank you so much for calling. John, can we get maybe one more call in, or?
John? Well, it was interesting. You mentioned you live in. Can you hear me?
No. What'd you say?
I was asking Artie that you live in Woodbridge, correct?
Yeah, Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Yeah, did you ever go to that paranormal expo that's in Woodbridge, New Jersey? In every May they have it. Have you
I've never been to that one.
Yeah,
no.
It's pretty big.
No.
They had, we went last year. It was a lot of fun. But if you guys want to take, I think I might have one more caller. Let me see. I didn't screen the call, so we're just going to go to them.
Artie, do you mind we take one more call, Artie?
Yeah, one more call. That's
thank
fine.
You so much. Thank you.
Okay,
welcome to the show, caller.
Hey, caller. You got a question for Artie? Hello? Caller?
Hello?
Yes,
hello.
Who's calling?
A question for Artie?
It's Stephanie.
You're on the air, caller. Stephanie?
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. I'm trying to make a change in my job, and I want to know if you can, tell me if what you see, if I'm, making the right decision.
All right. So what is your choice? So quickly, just give me a quick synopsis and I'll tell you the outcome.
I've been at my job for a very long time, and I'm applying for another position still in my company. It's always that wondering, should I stick with where I am now, even though I'm not too happy with it, or should I take a chance on another department?
No, you're going to be much happier moving on.
Hmm.
I think it's the right move for you to move on. And you're just afraid only because you've been so used to what you've been used to. Too many people in this world grow comfortable in the uncomfortableness, and they rather stay with what they know rather than doing what's best for them. So take the leap of faith and go for it. I don't feel like you're going to be disappointed. You're going to wish that you've done it a long time ago.
Oh, wow. Good.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Well, Stephanie,
thank you so much
for calling. Have a good night and good luck.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, folks. We just had an amazing hour with Artie Hoffman, a psychic medium. He does it all. I mean, he's fabulous, Artie. Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you so much.
I can't say thank you.
Thank you, Artie.
But for those who,
pleasure.
Yeah, those who didn't hear, Artie has, you go to his website at www.artiehoffman.com. and he does personal readings. He does
I do parties. I do events. I do fundraisers.
And
I'm a smorgasbord, I tell you.
And you could call him directly or text. Text directly?
Yeah, call or text.
And you could talk to him, and he'll read you. The Facebook Live show on Sunday nights at 8, I mean, that's amazing. For free, he reads for an hour. I mean, how do you stay in business? You're giving away all your business.
My private sessions and my parties, you know, I get paid, you know, people pay me to read them on a private note, and they pay me to do parties.
Right.
And they
right.
pay me to do events. So,
right.
you know, and I give them a taste 1 hour for free a week so that they could see, and then they get excited after I ask one question because I allow people one question. Mm-hmm. But I have thousands of people who watch my show every week, so we can only read so many people
of
per
course.
Show.
Right,
but
right.
But it's interesting, you know, and I joke around a lot, and I'm not just serious, I'm not just talking straight talk, but
right.
you know, I put pizzazz and flavor and shtick into it. So
right, and don't forget to pick up your Artie's book, Angels and Answers.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, just go to my website and you can
right.
get my book and then order it. And yeah, when you call me up, I'll let you know what my rates are, and then we'll work it out.
Absolutely. Well, Artie, thank you so much. I can't thank you enough. And please, you're welcome back here anytime. And you also have a radio show, don't you, other than the Facebook Hour?
Yeah, well, I'm on a couple of different radio programs Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m., and I advertise that on my website. I'm on the one show called The Animal House.
Uh-huh.
And, it's a variety show, and I'm on with a bunch of comedians.
Nice.
And then I'm on another show again Wednesday nights 8 p.m. Eastern time called The Wise Guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a totally Goomba Italian Guido type of show.
Yeah, I know of it. Yep.
Yeah, and so I was a guest on their show and it was a lot of fun, so they asked me to be a regular on there. So I do my I'm the token Jewish fella on the Italian show.
And a token Jew. There you go.
That's it.
Oh well, Artie,
Joanne,
thank you so much.
Joanne.
Yes sir, John. Yes,
I just want to apologize to all the other callers that we couldn't get through to Artie. Our switchboard was just lit up, and I think we blew out something when we had that little problem.
Yeah,
so,
but if they want,
I apologize.
If they want a personal reading, if you want a guaranteed personal reading, you know, you could sign up. And yes, I do charge, but you know, I am able to read you. Or if you need closure or direction, you know, with somebody who's passed away, or you need direction, your love life, your business life, or
mm-hmm.
whatever,
mm-hmm.
I'll help you out. I'll help mm-hmm. out a brother or a sister.
Artie, thank you so much, honey. I'll talk to you
thank
soon.
You, Artie.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Me.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy, that was a lot of fun. He's good, huh? He's good,
excellent.
Huh?
How about
yeah,
our sponsors? Let's give them a plug.
Yes, I'm getting there. Yeah, we're sponsored by the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey. Precious Memory Video in Kensington, Pennsylvania. KWV Wines.
It's Kittnersville.
What is it? Oh, my God. You know what? I can't see from back here.
It's right by Hootersville. We went
by,
over that
by
last Hootersville. Week.
I know. I'm so sorry. Listen, I got the name right. Come on. I can only
Bigfoot,
read so much.
Is it Bigfoot what? What's the Bigfoot? Bigfoot what?
Bigfoot blood bath.
No, it's Bigfoot blood trap.
No, damn it. Oh, my God. Honestly, though, thank you all for calling. I apologize that I started the show off crazily, but I was just so excited for you guys to talk to Artie, and I was excited for him to talk to me and John, too. So I wanted to see what he was going to say to John. Alice,
well,
it's just a business relationship. It's not anything, you know, with the Asian chick. It's just going to be a business relationship.
He blew out our switchboard, Joanne. I think it was the most calls we ever had. It just blew out our switchboard. That's why we had that big glitch there.
Yeah, I lost you. I lost you. We got hung up on. Yeah, and we had callers that we've never even heard from before. Amazing.
I felt bad. There's one guy calling from a 570 number,
And he kept trying and calling, and I get to talk to him for a second, and then his phone would drop. He was on the cell phone. He must have called about 20 times. So if he's still listening, I'm so sorry we couldn't get you through, but it is either your cell phone or something with our switchboard wouldn't take your cell phone.
Right.
So,
well, you
know
what, guys? For those of you who couldn't get through, Artie is more than available for you, and he wants to help, and that's pretty much it. He's there for you to answer your questions like he did today. And in a personal setting, I mean, face-to-face, I can only imagine what he can do. And just go to his website, www.artiehoffman.com. Who knows? Maybe we can make him a regular on our show, huh?
That'd be great.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to Mr. Hoffman about that. I mean, I love when people are enjoying the show, so that's great. But, John, thank you so much, as always. Thank you to our callers. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you to Artie. Thank you to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro, Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video, and Kittnersville, Pennsylvania, KWV Wines. We will see you Wednesday with a surprise. Don't know who yet. We'll tell you then. Ha-ha. I'm only kidding.
Right.
You'll know soon enough. Right, John?
That's right. I don't even know.
I don't either.
Say goodnight to everybody, and we'll see you on Sunday, right?
Yes, sir. You got – no. What's today? Oh, Sunday. Did I say Wednesday? Oh, no.
Yeah.
This Sunday we have – hold on 1 second. Do I have a second? Hold on. Let me see. Where's my calendar? Oh, crap. Sorry, guys. Oh, he was so right, John. I am dying to stretch, and I'm afraid to. You have no idea. We have Mr. Terry Gale. He's this is kind of apropos for Thanksgiving. He's saying, I only have eyes for you. Give me a shabab, shabab. Come on, John. Shabab, shabab.
For Thanksgiving? You said Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving? What are you talking about?
I thought you said it's apropos for Thanksgiving.
For Valentine's, I said.
No, I think you said Thanksgiving.
All right, listen. Tonight's been an awful night for me because I got a lot going on.
Right.
I almost died yesterday and three times. Tonight my son is leaving for San Francisco all by himself, first time. I'm a nervous wreck about that, too. So, and we also have Adam Weissmuller. He's the grandson of Johnny Weissmuller this Sunday at 7 o'clock. That's going to be fabulous. Terry Gale and Adam Weissmuller. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Very
what
cool.
do you think? Excellent.
Sounds
so
good.
We will go from there. All right. Hasta pasta, folks. Have a good night. John, thank you as always. Love you. And I'll see you soon. And have a good weekend.
Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.